Now, the next two performers are connected as husband and wife, and so it's kind of interesting. The first of these is Rob Forsese, who's been here a few times, and he's a comedian. And the second is his wife, Jessica, who is a poet. So we will get two different perspectives from the same household. So I'd first like to welcome Rob Forsese, who's going to present some comedy to you. Welcome, Rob Forsese.
All right. Thanks, Ellen. Thank you for all sticking around to listen to me. And I promise, I hope to make you feel better about your own selves. Okay? So, does anybody watch the Discovery Channel? Yeah. So, my answer is no, I'm not the guy from Cash Cab. Okay? But I did see something weird when I passed by Spencer's Gifts in the mall. I actually thought I saw his blow-up doll in the window. Turns out it was just the result of me being an airhead. Yeah. I mean, window shopping. Why go window shopping? The windows ain't for sale. But I actually recently just got into books. Yeah. I just finished one, which got me so excited that it makes me want to color another one. Yeah, took a little while. Yeah. But I do have a great immune system, and I appreciate nobody telling my boss that. Yeah, thank you. So, what do I have next? I wrote them all down. All right. But I actually do come from Worcester, which are, wait, what? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You do? You live in Worcester? So you know our way of saying hello is, hey man, you got an extra cigarette? Isn't that annoying? Yeah. And I don't like the language some of the people use in my neighborhood. Well, it's because I don't understand Portuguese. I mean, they're lovely people. I just want to know what they're saying when they're laughing and pointing at me. You know? I just want to hear about everything. And why is it when you want to hear about everything, it's considered being nosy? Isn't that weird? Shouldn't it be eerie? Yeah. Well, then, you really wouldn't be curious. You'd just be creepy. Yeah, and I just celebrated my 2-year anniversary with my wonderful wife. Thank you. I'm proud of that, too. I definitely am. We had a great anniversary night. We went out for ribs, and it was so romantic. Plus, they really weren't that expensive at Burger King. Yeah. And actually, on that night, she did tell me I was perfect. But then I said, nobody's perfect. So then she just called me the perfect nobody. I know. Life is hard. But my wife tells me I never listened to her, which is untrue because I heard her say that. I mean, what else do I have? I mean, she told me to go get her some Arizona iced tea, but I didn't want to drive that far. And yes, I will say, I do have a hard time doing the chores around the house.
Bob, how do you do the laundry?
With laundry detergent. And soap. And fabric softener. No, all right, I'll do the joke for you, okay? My idea of doing the laundry is making love to a dirty blanket. I know, because I'm so bad at doing the chores. That one's for you, darling. All right. Yeah. But I try my best to pick up the house. But at the end of the day, it's way too heavy. I mean, look at me. Do you think I can lift a trailer? Come on. All right. But I'm very happy to be married to my wife. And I just want to say, hopefully, we have a lot more years together. And this is dedicated to you, darling. I love you. Mwah. Anyway, y'all have a great night. Listen to my wife, Jessica, read some poems now.
One more hand for Rob Forsese.